Bob Feller Show, Program 25. The United States has never lost a basketball game in Olympic competition. Uncle Sam's quintets are taller and much more talented than their foes from around the globe. In some cases, the games are a foregone conclusion before or soon after the opening whistle. 1948 was Olympic year. 8 teams were entered in the Olympic trials. But the team to represent Uncle Sam would come mainly from the winner of the trials. The basketball experts had been right. The two teams they picked to meet in the finals were in the finals. The contest was billed as a dream game. It matched Adolph Rupp's great Kentucky team against the Phillips Oilers, the champions of AAU basketball. Ralph Beard, Alex Groza, and Wawa Jones were the stars of the Kentucky team, but the rival Oilers had the height and were led by 7-foot Bob Curlin, a former All-American from Oklahoma A&M. The game promised to be a filler. More than 18,000 fans jammed New York's Madison Square Garden on a March evening, and the Oilers were tabbed as a slight favorite. The Wildcats were hot from the outside early in the contest. Beard would hit for a long one, then Jones connected. They built up a 20-13 lead as college fans and the big crowd cheered. But the veteran AAU team wouldn't be denied. It ripped off 11 straight points to take the lead. Another long set shot by Beard, and the first half ended in a 26-26 deadlock. What promised to be a great game was just that, but Kentucky had bad news at the halftime. Another star, Cliff Barker, suffered a broken nose, and Jones had fouled out. Soon after the start of the second half, it looked like the end of the collisions. The Oilers reeled off 11 points to only one for the Wildcats and sported a 37-27 lead. But Kentucky wouldn't give up. Groza matched Curlin underneath the basket, and Beard fired away from the field. The Oilers lead was cut to only 1 point. Could the collisions make it? We'll be back in 60 seconds to find out. The superior Oilers height started to tell. Curlin hit from underneath, then hooked in a shot. The Oilers are back in the lead. Only 2 minutes remained on the clock as the teams traded baskets. The garden went wild, but the Wildcats fouled their opponents in their bid to get control of the ball. Bob Feller Show, Program 26. Lou Gehrig was one of the great stars of baseball, but during his career he played in a lineup with another great, Babe Ruth. So, as it would happen, Gehrig played in the shadow of the great Babe. Even when Lou had a great day, and he did on June 3, 1932, another story would overshadow his feats. But let's not get too far ahead of our story. The New York Yankees faced the old Philadelphia Athletics at Philadelphia, and it was one of those days when the pitchers should have stayed in bed. It just wasn't a day for pitchers. Gehrig started a slugfest with a home run with one teammate aboard in the first inning. But A's catcher Mickey Cochran, another all-time great star, evened the score at 2-2 with a homer in the bottom of the first. Gehrig was back at the plate in the third inning with one teammate on base. Lou picked out another fat one and hit into the stands. Another homer, and the Yankees had a 4-2 lead. But it didn't last long. The home side bounced back and knocked the Yankees starter out of the box with 6 big runs in the fourth inning to take an 8-4 lead. The Yankee power sent the A's pitcher to the showers as Earl Coombs and Babe Ruth smacked homers in the fifth. That brought Gehrig to the plate for the third time. Fans wondered when the bombing would stop, but it didn't stop with Gehrig. He picked out the first pitch and sent it deep into the stands. 3 homers for the popular first baseman. Runs crossed the plate for both sides in the sixth inning. The scoreboard showed the A's ahead 10-9 as Yankee fans took their seventh inning stretch. Gehrig was one of the Yankee batters in the seventh, and a lot of fans shouted for Lou to smack another homer. He did. Now it was all even at 10-10. He had equaled a major league record for one game with his seventh inning blast. But would he get another chance to bat and set a major league mark of 5 homers in one game? The Yankees tallied 2 runs to take a 12-10 lead in the eighth inning. There was a possibility that Gehrig would get another crack at the ball. The Yankees exploded their power in the ninth. Tony Nazario hit a grand slam homer, and it was now 18-10. But the inning wasn't over. Gehrig had another chance at bat. In 60 seconds, we'll be back to find out how he fared. Lou waited for the first pitch and swung. It was a long blast, but would it be long enough? Philadelphia outfielder Al Simmons was off with a crack of the bat. At the last second, he jumped and grabbed the ball in front of the wall. A great catch had robbed Lou of a record-setting homer, but still, it was quite an effort. The Yanks won the game, and Gehrig had hit 4 home runs. But there's an ironic touch to our story. Instead of Gehrig's 4 home runs making big sport headlines, it was just another story. Why? Well, a man by the name of John McGraw made even bigger headlines. You see, This was the day that McGraw announced his resignation as manager of the New York Giants after 30 years. Yes, Lou Gehrig's great feats were always overshadowed, but baseball fans will never forget him. He was not only a great ball player, but a great American.